Shabbat Shalom, everybody. And also Chag Sameach, as we're in the middle of Sukkot. And it's a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat. We've got a lot of joys this evening. First, let me say Mazel Tov to Ben and to the whole family. And it's good to see everybody here. And tomorrow is going to be a very, very exciting day. And a special welcome to everybody in 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th grade. And this evening is our Simcha Torah for the school, for 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th grade, and for all of us. And Simcha Torah is really, really one of the great holidays. Anybody in 4th, 5th, 6th, or 7th grade can tell me what Simcha Torah is? Yes, Connor, I knew there was always one. Yes.
When we restart back to the beginning of the Torah.
Right. So, anybody remember, does anybody have their picture up on the wall over here for consecration? Anybody, like, got their picture taken for consecration? Yes. Okay. Anybody's children got their picture taken? Great. And anybody remember getting a little Torah for consecration? Yes, that your parents decorated for you. So Simcha Torah is like one of the two biggest party nights in Judaism. And in New York, they actually close off whole blocks and whole streets for Simcha Torah. And we celebrate reading the end of the Torah, and then reading again the beginning of the Torah. And we'll be reading both this evening. Anybody can tell me the name of a hero or a heroine in the Torah? Somebody in the Torah? And anybody in 4th, 5th, 6th, or 7th, or 8th grade? Or 9th grade?
Abraham.
Abraham, yes.
Jacob.
Yes, come on over, Zach.
Moses.
Moses, okay. And these two, yes.
Joseph.
Abel.
Okay, come on all the way over. All the way over, Jules, so that I don't have to walk all the way back. Great. Anybody else? Great. Yes, thanks for meeting me halfway, Jules. There we go.
Samson.
And Hannah.
Adam and
Eve. Adam and Eve. So we finish reading the stories, but also, you know, I have some storybooks. Anybody ever read this book before? Yes, it's called Ha'et Panadiv. It's in Hebrew. It's the Hebrew edition of The Giving Tree. Anybody ever read? This was one of my favorites. May not be able to see. Anybody ever read Curious George? Oh, yeah. And anybody ever read Chatul Ta'alul, or The Cat in the Hat? It's great. No matter how old you are, you love coming back and reading them again and again and again. And that's why we're celebrating on Simcha Torah, because we read the stories again and again and again, and we find something new and something beautiful. And that's 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th graders, and everybody else, what we'll be doing tonight. And that's why it's so wonderful that you came. We continue with Hine Matov. Continue on page one with the candle blessing. I'd like to invite Ben and his family to come to lead us.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotav V'tivanu L'Hadlikner Shel Shabbat. We praise you, Eternal God, Sovereign of the Universe. You hallow us with mitzvot and command us to kindle the light of Shabbat.
May we be blessed with Shabbat joy.
May we be blessed with Shabbat peace.
May we be blessed with Shabbat light.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'chad L'kner Shel Shabbat.
We continue with Shir Chadash on page two. Page 2. The Torah is God's greatest gift to the world.
Like water, it cleanses and is refreshing. Like a crown, it raises us high.
Higher than the throne of kings and queens.
When Torah entered the world, freedom entered it.
The whole Torah exists only to establish peace.
Its highest teaching is love and kindness.
Faithful to you, do not do to another person.
That is the whole Torah. The rest is commentary. Go and learn it.
Those who study Torah sustain the world.
Honoring one another, doing acts of kindness, and making peace, these are our highest duties. For those who are able, please rise. The sand and the stars, the oceans and the mountains, for all living creatures whose spirits are somehow connected to my own. Thank you for the forests and the flowers, for the fertile soil and the power to grow. Thank you for life's rhythms, the seasons and the phases of the moon, for the sky above me.
Thank you, God, for placing me in a world vast and majestic.
Everywhere I turn, I see a sign that leads me straight to you.
Amen.
God, you gave us the Torah to show that you love us. May it always be a friend at our side.
The Torah is our teacher. It tells us what is right and what is wrong.
It shows us how to live good lives. Be with us always when we study Torah.
Be with us always as we try to live good lives.
Baruch atah Adonai Ohev Amo Yisrael. We praise you, Eternal God. You gave the Jewish people the Torah. It is your special gift to us.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. 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 Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Ma'ed. Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Ma'ed. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu,
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinan tam levanecha v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha b'veitecha, uvlechtecha v'aderech, uvshochbecha uvkumecha, ukshartam le'ot al yadecha, v'hayu letotafot b'inei necha, Uchtav tam al mezuzot beitecha uvish arecha. Lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'item kedoshim l'elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim lihiyot lachem l'elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Together, and you shall love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Set these words, command you this day, shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and you shall speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates, that you may remember and do all of my commandments and be holy unto your God. Torah is light. In the house of bondage, it gave us hope and showed us the way to freedom.
Torah is light.
The light of our teachers. Torah is light. It showed us our way in the wilderness and led us to the land of promise.
Torah is light.
The light of our poets, the wisdom of our people. Torah is light for all the world. To show its people the way to freedom, they will give thanks as did our people at the Sea of Reeds. Miriam led them and all the people joined along. For the tefillah on page 9.
Adonai sifatai tivtach ufi akita hilatecha eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu v'Elohei avoteinu v'imoteinu. Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov. Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Leah, v'Elohei Rachel. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanora, El Elyon. Gomel chasadim tovim, v'kone ha'kol, v'zocher chaste avot v'imahot. Umevig ulal ibnei v'nehem, lema'an shemo b'yahava. Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagin, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Avraham Viezrat Sarah, Ata Gibor Leolam Adonai, Mechaye Hakol Rav Lehoshia, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed, Mechaye Hakol Berachamim Rabim, Somech Noflim Verufe Cholim, Umatir Asurim, Umekayem Emunato Lishene Afar, Mi Chamocha Baal Givurot, Umi Domelach, Melech Meimit Umechaye Umatzmiach Yeshua, V'ne'eman ata l'hachayot hakol, Baruch ata Adonai, Mechaye hakol. Ata kadosh, v'shimcha kadosh, u'kadoshim b'chol yom yehalalucha sela, Baruch ata Adonai, ha'el hakadosh. Holy, holy, holy is Adonai. The whole world is full of God's glory. God, as you are holy, help us to be holy. God, as you are holy, help the Jewish people to be holy as we live by the Torah. God, as you are holy, help all people to be holy by working for peace in our world. You may be seated. May your eyes sparkle with the light of Torah and your ears hear the music of its words. May the space between each letter of the scrolls bring warmth and comfort to your soul. May the syllables draw holiness from your heart, and may this holiness be gentle and soothing to you and all God's creatures. May your study be passionate and meanings bear more meanings, until life itself arrays itself to you as a dazzling wedding feast. And may your conversation, even of the commonplace, be a blessing to all who listen to your words and see Torah glowing on your face. Our prayer for peace, Shalom Rav. We are taught in the Torah how important it is to be Rodef Shalom, to be a pursuer, someone who actively goes after peace. It is our prayer and it is our life's work. Shalom Rav, page 13.
Tasim leolam, tasim leolam.
We celebrate tonight the Torah, and one of the teachings of Torah is that we must care for those who are most vulnerable among us. And among those are those who are ill, who are in need of healing emotionally or spiritually or of body or soul. We send our prayers to them, our care to them. We sign cards in the lobby that everyone is welcome to sign, letting our members know we're thinking of them. It's a time that we really send out the thought that even if someone is sick, if they're in the hospital, if they're at home in bed, they are a valued and important human being who we deeply, deeply care for and hope can come back to a place of wholeness. Nisha Beira. Of our hearts.
Oh, yeah.
We continue with the reading of the Torahs and dancing with the Torahs. So this is coming in new to each congregation. I get to see how good they are at dancing with the Torahs. So let me explain what will be happening. I'm going to be inviting those who teach in the religious school to come up to carry the Torahs. And then, and also I'll be inviting up 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th graders, and anybody older who would like to come and follow the Torahs as we make a circuit, a procession around the sanctuary. We're going to keep playing music. We can hand off the Torahs in our congregation. We ask that people be Jewish who are carrying the Torahs. And so if you have become Bar Bat Mitzvah, you are eligible to be carrying the Torah. And we'll keep going around, and hopefully we have the flags coming in the back. Flags coming in the back.
Flags coming in the back.
I know to take nothing for granted anymore after Rosh Hashanah. And I always like surprises. There we go. Yes, flags. So flags will be there. So please, and you know, it. One of the favorite things for me to do, because I love a little bit of mischief, is to find people who haven't had the opportunity to carry a Torah before and put the Torah in their arms if they are willing to carry the weight. But it really, if you haven't carried the Torah, I'll be passing the Torah from person to person. I've gone through and put the binders on extra tight so you don't have to worry about them coming undone. So please come on up and find me before I find you. So let me invite the religious school teachers and those in grades. Will any of our religious school students to come to the Bima now? And please rise as we take the Torah and begin our Torah procession.
Our God shall keep.
be seated. So we have both scrolls out, and we're going to be reading first the end of Deuteronomy and then the beginning of Genesis. And for the Torah blessings for the end of Deuteronomy, anybody who has become bar or bat mitzvah who is in 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th grade, come on up now. And, okay, so it's just one person, that's fine. And we got more in the back, okay, come on up. And if I could invite my Torah holders to come up, and we have six people, so if you get tired, we can spell you.
I know Samantha is not the only 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th grader in the room, so thank you, Carly. But there were more.
And now we're going to do the Torah blessings. Then I'll read from the end of Deuteronomy. Hopefully, Torah cam person in the back, hi, you'll be able to focus and pick up where I'm reading from. There we go. Okay, come on up to the microphones. Read the Torah blessings. Everybody join in after in the response.
Baruch Hu et Adonai Hamvorach.
Baruch Adonai
Hamvorach. Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Malchar Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Notein HaTorah.
Amen. Moshe Ben Mea V'esrim Shana B'moto Lo Kahato Eino V'lo Nes Recho. And Moses was 120 years old when he passed away. His vigor did not, his eye did not dim, and his vigor did not wane. V'yivchu b'nei Moshe b'nei Yisrael et Moshe barvat Moav shloshim yom. And the children of Israel mourned for Moses on the plains of Moab for 30 days. Anytime you hear Moshe, Moses, those in religious school, raise your hand up, so I'll let you know when it's coming, you'll see. V'yitmu yemei v'chi evol Moshe. Let's see some hands, great. And the days of mourning for Moses were completed. V'yeshua ben Nun, mo'ei ruach hachma ki semach Moshe. Et Yado Alav. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses put his hands upon him. V'yishma'u Lav b'nei Yisrael, and the children of Israel listened to him. V'yasuka asher siva Adonai et Moshe. And they did as the eternal God commanded Moses. V'lo kam nevi od b'Yisrael, and there didn't arise another prophet in Israel, k'moshe, like Moses, asher yada'o Adonai panim el panim, that knew the eternal God face to face, v'chol ha'otot v'hamoftim, with all of the signs and the wonders, asher shelacho Adonai la'asot b'eretz Mitzrayim, that the eternal God sent him to do in the land of Egypt, LePharaoh, LeChol Avadav, to Pharaoh and to all of his servants, LeChol Artso and to all of his land, LeChol Hayad HaZakah, and with a mighty hand, LeChol HaMorah HaGadol, and with all of the great wonders, Asher Asa Moshe, that Moses did, L'nei Kol Yisrael, before the eyes of all Israel. Torah blessings.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torah emet v'chayei olam natan b'tzachinu. Baruch atah Adonai notein haTorah.
Amen. Yesh koach. And if you'll greet, great ladies, you can go back down if you'll change positions there. And the most appropriate person to do the next set of blessings is Rabbi Rappaport, who inspires all of us with the love of Torah.
Baruch Hu et Adonai Hamavarach.
Baruch Adonai Hamavarach Leolam Vaed.
Baruch Adonai Hamavarach Leolam Vaed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Amen. Breshit bara Elohim. This time when you hear or, please raise your hands, which means light. In the beginning, God created et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, the heavens and the earth. Va-ha-aretz hayta tohu v'vohu, and the earth was without form and void. Va-hoshek al-penei tohom, and darkness was on the face of the deep. V'ruach Elohim merachefet al-penei ha-mayim, and the Spirit of God hovered above the water. V'yomer Elohim, and God said, Yehi or. And God said, let there be a light. V'yehi or. And there was light. V'yar Elohim et ha-or. And God saw the light. Ki tov, that it was good. V'evdil Elohim bein ha-or. And God separated between the light, uvein ha-hoshek, and between the dark. V'ikra Elohim la-or. And God called the light day, v'hoshek kara laila. V'yi erev v'yi voker yom echad. And there was evening and there was morning of first day.
Okay, to review, what does Moshe mean? It does. It means Moses. So we had a lot of Moses at the very end of the Torah. We had something, a lot of something else at the beginning of the Torah. What is or? Or well, let's call, well, let's somebody else. Yes. Light. Excellent. So we're back at the beginning, shedding lots of light. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher natan lanu Torat emet v'chaye olam nata b'tochenu. Baruch ata Adonai noten ha'torah.
Amen. And we'll sing a little bit as we dress the Torahs and then return them to the Ark. The last little piece of wisdom is the very last letter of the Torah, is the letter Lamed. The first letter is Bet. Lamed and Bet together make the word Lev, which is heart. And so the Torah is the heart of our people.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, 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 shalom. It's Chaim Yevamos, Lamed Torah Nevushar.
Shalom, 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 shalom. Torah, 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 Tzivat lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tzivat lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tzivat lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tzivat lanu Moshe.
We continue with Aleinu on page 16. So we call up our ark openers and closers. Actually, you're just closing the ark, I guess. The ark's open already, but we took half your job away, sorry. You may be seated. Of the Torah's stories, some we think are 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years old. Yet they are still, these stories are still bringing us lessons and wisdom and good values. Our loved ones, similarly, after they are gone, their legacy, their love, all lives on for many, many generations. The ways that they touched family, the way that they touched the world, never dies. We remember so many loved ones, friends and family members of our congregants, people whose lives still live on, even though they are no longer with us. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our members, Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg, Betty Davison. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Sam Schraga, uncle of Joe Tannenbaum, David Faulkner, son of Richard Washaw and Susan Faulkner Washaw, Judy Van Houten, stepmother of Kimberly Charrington, Robert Cohen, beloved father of Julie Strasberg, Unyong Smith, neighbor of the Copeland family, Dylan Burke, friend of the Rothandler family. And we remember the anniversary, the Yahrzeit, the yearly anniversary of death this week of Lynn Bernstein, William Kessler, Marilyn Podgany, Adele Potash, Benjamin Rubin, Craig Silcox, Jerry Littman, Joseph B. Margulies, Morris Spector, Connor Wilkinson, Milton Wurtzman, Sandy Taggart, Leo Brown, Sam Beanstock, Jeffrey Verostek, Mary Carr, Shirley Leung, Tobias Levine, David Osterlenk, Michelle Sears, Steve Sherman, Ruth Watkins, Buck Burgess, Joan New, William Tunick, Max Vogel, Garson Kaganovich, Noah Yucht, Shakita Alimova, Ann DeSenza, Robert Dublin, Marcia Dublin, David McCormick, Cindy Asta, Lois Jacobs, Solomon Mittler, Fanny Ribnick. Their legacies are with us still as we honor their lives and their memories by reciting Kaddish on page 17. Please rise. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabah b'alma divrach rutei v'yamlich malchutei b'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chaye decho beit Yisrael Bagala uvizman kariv yimru, amen. Yehei shmei rabam evarach le'alam olmei almaya. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit romam v'yit naseh. V'yit hadar v'yit aleh v'yit halal shmei d'kudsha barichu. Le'el kol birchata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'yimru, amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'bromav, huya ase shalom, aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. V'imru, v'imru, amen, v'imru. We move from this sacred moment of memory to the joy of Shabbat, the joy of Bar Mitzvah. In a moment, I will be calling up to the Bima someone who not only is becoming a Jewish spiritual adult tomorrow morning, but who is already a Jewish Renaissance man. Is there anything that Ben Nathan cannot do? No. Whether it's mastering math equations, playwriting, singing and dancing in a theatrical production, showing kindness to animals, sailing on Camp Harlem's beautiful lake, lighting up our temple with his smile, asking probing and interesting questions in his quest for Jewish knowledge, whatever activity you might imagine, Ben Nathan can do it. I will also be calling up to the Bima with Ben, his family, who has long nurtured Ben's Jewish life and growth so beautifully, a family who has instilled in Ben a love of his temple, a love for his people, a love for his heritage. I am honored now to call up to lead us in Kiddush, Benjamin Edward Nathan, and his wonderful cheering section, his parents Noah Nathan and Bonnie Nathan, his brother Josh Nathan. Come on up and lead us. Kiddush is on. We don't have the intro piece, so you get to just lead us in Kiddush. And we will allow Ben to start us off on his own, and then we'll join him later on. You want to pick up the cup?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher gitchanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kacho, b'havat uvratzon hinchilanu, v'kiron lima'aseh v'reishit, kihu yom techila, l'mikra yekodesh, v'cher letziat mitzrayim.
Ki banu b'charta, v'otanu kidashta, mikol ha'amim, v'shabbat kodshecha, be'ahava u'ratzon, hinchaltanu, baruch atah Adonai, Mekadesh HaShabbat. Amen.
And you not only get to lead us in Kiddush, I think you're the only bar mitzvah to get on the bar mitzvah cam. That's pretty exciting.
Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
You may be seated.
And as Neil Seiden comes up to the Bima, just like to take a moment to thank everyone who helped with the service this evening and helped make it fun. Thank you, Torah Cam person. And thank you especially to our Torah holders. That's difficult to do. And thank you to everyone for participating, carrying Torahs. And just a quick Shechianu for, because I think there were some people that carried the Torah for the first time. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Shechianu v'kimanu v'higianu l'zman hazeh. Amen. Shkoach, everyone.
Shabbat shalom. Chag Sameach.
Shabbat shalom.
Let's start over. We're starting over. Okay, welcome to Shabbat services. No. Shabbat shalom. Chag Sameach. Welcome to our Simcha Torah celebration during Sukkot. This month of Tishrei kicked off with Rosh Hashanah, followed by Yom Kippur and Sukkot now, and concludes with Simcha Torah, a truly marathon of Jewish holidays. I'm wondering if the rabbis are going to be really happy to see this month over. I know I would. I hope you have some time to rejoice during this very, very holy month. Our Torah has wisdom, heart, and I think a little soul, but no legs, and tonight you all gave it legs. That's great. And there's more to come. Whether this is your first visit to TBS or you are a regular, welcome to everyone. I'd like to briefly recognize any new people that are here. Who's here for the first time? No, not you. All right, nobody. But if you are and you didn't raise your hand and you're interested in finding out some information about TBS, Julie Strasberg, raise your hand. She's a chair of our membership committee. She's happy to answer questions. Thank you to our board ushers, Marnie Miller, David Myers, greeters Pam and Brian Dettelbach, and our Oneg helpers and security for your support of our service. Thank you, Rabbi Crystal and Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship tonight, for leading us around the sanctuary. It was wonderful. Thank you, Rob and Rachel, for leading us in song and sharing your gifts of music. So our meet and greets are over, and we now move on to self-study. It's a time when the congregation will be looking a little introspectively about what we want for our future, and you'll be hearing more about that in the coming weeks and days. I'm happy to say that religious school is in session. But it's very sad because there is no 8th, 9th, or 10th grade classes on this Sunday. However, there are be other opportunities for learning. Rabbi Crystal will be presenting a very interesting, even fascinating brunch and learn session on October 6th. The topic is concerning historic Torah scrolls, a very, very fitting session after Simchat Torah. And also we have the blessing of the animals at Berklake, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So bring your geckos, your dogs.
Shine only.
Shine only, okay, yeah. Fair weather blessers we are. And that'll be over at Berklake at 12:30 on October 6th. And join us, please join us for the Dine Around on October 27th. It's dinner at a host house. I think there's some, a little bit of bring some stuff with you. And then Abdallah here at the TBS. Fern and Saul for change are not here, but Fern Schwartz, send your RSVP to her. It's a great way to meet new people. And that the Havdalah dinner that you're going to go to, there are people that are just waiting to become your friends. And finally, welcome to the front row to Ben and his entire family. It's been a long time coming, but I'll tell you what, Ben, that introduction that I heard Rabbi Rappaport give you, next year we have an opening on the board. I think you might be the right guy. I think you might be the right guy. Well, your entire TBS family is so proud of you. Mazel tov to the whole family for a wonderful weekend. We know you're going to just rock it. Finally, a Shabbat Shalom to everyone. A Chag Sameach, wishing you a peaceful Shabbat and a great next week.
We conclude with Ivdu et Hashem, Serve God with Gladness, page 19. May your eyes, your heart, your soul, your actions sparkle with the light of Torah, and may your ears always hear the beautiful music of its words. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.